Well, if it isn't my favorite customer. How you been? Any luck on the hunt for gifts? You okay there, sweetie? You look a little out of it. I mean, I get it. Holidays, everybody's out of their damn mind. Like, I already had to order another shipment of these gingerbread bites. They're buying those like crazy, even with, you know. Okay, that stair's getting a little bit creepy there now, babe. What the fuck's going on? And, what's with that box? I'll see. You sure are making a big deal out of this? I'll take a wild guess and say it's not my Christmas gift. Yeah, I know you wouldn't bring it here if it was. I'm just kidding. Besides, that box is way too big for what I wished for. You're looking pretty damn serious. Honestly, it's kinda scary. Take a look into the box. Okay. Jeez, relax. You sound like... You... found a kitten. Okay. Okay, that's a cat. Huh. Okay, that's a situation. You just found the little fella outside, or what? What? Right on my doorstep? What the fuck? Who's dumping animals out in the cold? In front of my shop, no less. Do I look like an animal shelter? I mean, I do have some pet food in the convenience corner, but still. Relax. Somebody's out here dumping kittens. And in particular, dumping a kitten right into my lap. Okay. All right. Sorry. That's just... What the hell? Forget the drop-off zone. That's just a real dick move, leaving your pet behind like that. Let me take another peek. Dang. Little guy doesn't look so good. He was probably out in the cold for a while. Hey. What are you plotting? Babe, no offense, but at this point I can tell by your stance when you're thinking up something. And we both know you're pretty good at planning things. So what's going on in that little head of yours, huh? Oh, I knew it. I knew. I just knew. Come on, babe. Come on, that's just... Oh no, look at the sad itty-bitty kitty out in the cold during Christmas. We can't let him stay outside. It's like some bad holiday special. No offense, sweetheart, but... A cat is hard work. Any pet is hard work. I can barely take care of myself as it is. I don't need another mouth to fill. Somebody else relying on me, you know? The little guy is better off if we just bring him to a shelter. Oh, no. No, no, no. I know this face. That's your Alphonse disagrees with me, so I gotta pout until he does move. No, babe. Not this time. I know your games. We are not keeping this cat. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what? No, you can't, hey, you can't just hand me, okay, I got this, hi there, let me take a look, oh, yep, that's a guy, I can tell now, yeah, I'm very pleased to see that you're amused. If you think holding this furball is going to change my mind, you're dead wrong. Well, I mean, yeah, he does look peaceful enough, all right. Gosh, your nose is all purple from the cold. Poor little guy. Okay, fine. He can stay, for now, until we find a shelter to bring him to. Or somebody who needs a cat. Yeah, don't thank me. Thank you and your puppy eyes. But I stand by it. This is not a permanent state of affairs. He can't stay. This is a candy shop, not a bodega. And we don't need a bodega cat. New co-worker, huh? Yeah, sure. Fuzzy Mittens here is going to become the new store manager. Because clearly, he's the most qualified person for the job in this room. Hey, what's that supposed to mean? I'm wounded. Since when are you so savage? That's a teeny claw. And now he's trying to turn my arm into bread dough. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you think it's so cute. You're not the one getting their arm pinched by teeny needles right now. Hey, bruh, do you mind? My arm isn't a pincushion. Relax. What? I'm trying to have a conversation here. Well, yeah, look, if this guy's gonna have to stay with us for a while, I might as well get to know him. So far, I learned he's, small. And pointy. Small and pointy. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Maybe. I don't know, he's fine. I mean, I could do without the whole clawing at my arm thing, but... yeah, whatever. Name? You want to name him? How about... no. Well, naming things makes you build a relationship to something, a connection. And that might make taking him away harder in the end. I could live with calling him the cat for now. Sure, okay, give me a few examples. No. No way. Really now? Come on, that's a terrible one. No cat should be punished with that name. Okay, look. Seriously. Let's just forego the naming part for now. That pointy little bastard probably hasn't eaten something proper all day. I can go get something for him. Hold on. Don't let him get into anything, okay? I'll be right back. I swear.